Good morning. All of the rain from the remnants of Hurricane Nate are departing off the eastern seaboard and well out over the Canadian Maritimes. We're drying out nicely in interior New York and New England, and the clouds are even breaking up. That's allowing the temperature to drop back into the 50s and lower 60s in most places to open up the day. Not only that, a northwest breeze has commenced, and that's taking the humidity down considerably from the tropical levels that we saw yesterday. So a dry, partly cloudy, and comfortable start to the day with a bit of a breeze. High pressure building in behind the tropical disturbance will bring us more in the way of sunshine throughout the day, and this will help carry temperatures well above normal again, and highs will be in the lower to mid-70s on average. As we get into the night tonight, skies will remain partly cloudy and it will continue to be dry, with lows dropping back into the upper 40s and lower 50s. At this point, we'll track the next disturbance our way down the Ohio Valley and toward the northeastern part of the country during the day tomorrow. We'll start out with some sunshine, although high to mid-level clouds will build in and thicken throughout the day. And there is the chance of rain before the day is through, especially in the Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and western Adirondacks, but it'll move into the rest of the region throughout the evening hours tomorrow, with highs staying in the mid-60s. This system will clear off the eastern seaboard for the end of the week, still with an onshore flow and a southeast breeze. We'll have our cloudy periods on Thursday and Friday. Plenty of sunshine will mix in, though, from time to time, and highs will rebound back to the mid-60s both days. As we head into the weekend, a ridge of high pressure will build in both at the surface and aloft, pushing temperatures back into the lower to mid-70s for Saturday and mid to upper 70s for Sunday. Gradually, a front will approach, and we could see some showers or a thunderstorm Sunday afternoon, depending on how quickly that front heads toward us. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving from the southern plains to the Mississippi Valley will produce showers and thunderstorms today in the milder air mass ahead of it. Strong to severe thunderstorms are possible in the mid-Mississippi and lower Ohio valleys. Strong wind gusts will be the primary risk with these storms. In the colder air behind this system, a widespread area of frost and freeze warnings are out in the northern plains, the upper Midwest, and the central and southern high plains. Low temperatures will be down to freezing, all the way down to the Texas Panhandle. And strong offshore winds are causing fires to rapidly grow in California. Winds and the fire weather threat will decrease today in the northern parts of California, but the threat will remain in southern parts of the state. At Mount Washington this morning, 110 miles visibility with patchy fog and 45 degrees, and a northwest wind at 51 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 56, 84% relative humidity, a west wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.03 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs around 70 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 76 degrees, the low 62, the average temperature 69, that's 17 degrees above normal. 0.4 of an inch of rain yesterday, 66 hundredths for the month, which is still 41 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 35.19 inches for the year, which is now 4.67 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 1939, and the record low, 25, in 1980. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:21 p.m. 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to high clouds in the morning, then thickening clouds during the afternoon with a chance of showers by the end of the day, especially in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills, highs in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds with some more cloudier periods from time to time, both Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 70s on Saturday, mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds and a chance of showers Sunday, and partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms Monday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.